The Butterfly Girls by Anne Douglas.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
About the author. Anne Douglas, after a varied life spent elsewhere, has made her home in Edinburgh, a city she has known for many years. She very much enjoys life in the modern capital and finds its ever-present history fascinating. She has written a number of novels, including Catherine's Land, As the Years Go By, Bridge of Hope, The Butterfly Girls, Ginger Street, A Highland Engagement, and The Road to the Sands, all published by Piatkus. Dedication. This book is dedicated to all those doctors and nurses who fought so valiantly against tuberculosis in the past and to those still carrying on the fight today. Author's note. This story of young nurses, set partly in Edinburgh some 50 years ago, is entirely imaginary. It is true that the hospital where they work is based on a real hospital, and that certain locations of the city, even with invented names, will be easily recognised, but the story, the characters, nurses, doctors, patients, and the Fidra Bay nursing home are all completely fictitious. Only the fight against tuberculosis, which forms the background of the novel, really happened. Part 1. Chapter 1. "Two to the Jubilee, please," said the nurses. They were young, fresh-faced, shaking raindrops from their capes.